Would that work nice to use?
Sure.
What about the little one when it's first born? It's a
calf.
And if it's a female, it's a
heifer.
And if it's a male?
Well, I think they call it a bull calf until they gelded it, and then it was a steer.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms for gelded?
Castrated.
Anything else?
No. What do you, well, fixed when it's referring to pets.
Uh-huh.
They are neutered when you're talking about your cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. You say, I have my male cat neutered and my female cat spayed. You never spay a farm animal.
It's just a dog or a cat?
As far as I know, you wouldn't want to spay a breeding animal, a female of a farm animal. So I don't know if there's any other word for neutering a female. I don't think I've ever heard anything else than geld or castrate. Now there's something my mother-in-law did to chickens. Oh, capon, to capon. Caponize a chicken, to make it a capon.
The capon is a castrated rooster?
Right.
Why would
they do that so it doesn't get tough? It gets bigger than a hen, but it's not tough like a rooster.
Hmm.
So you can sell a roasting capon and it's a good chicken, it's a good thing to eat.
Hmm.
It's like the difference between steer meat and bull meat.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't want to eat a bull. It'd be stringy and horrible, leathery. And a steer is great.
Do y'all ever, you said you had a ranch out west of here. Do y'all ever get, butcher your own meat?
We haven't butchered. We fatten one steer a year, partly because that's part of the pay of the caretaker at the ranch. He gets half of a beef and we get the other half. And he puts it in a little feedlot and fattens it up, and then he takes it in to a butcher who dresses it out and hangs it. And then he cuts it up and wraps it, and we bring it home and freeze our half, and he keeps and freezes his half.
Do you drive out there? Do you have it shipped out?
Oh, we drive to Austin. It's
uh-huh.
It's not that far, and we take an ice chest with us, and it's hard frozen when we get it, so it doesn't thaw by the time we get it home.
If
we bring it home in pieces. We don't bring half a beef home at once.
I wondered how you can get half a beef.
Well, you see, it's divided three ways between us and Bob's sister and his mother, and you can usually get your third home in one or two trips.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle was expecting a calf. You say she was going to...
She was going to calve.
Anything else you'd say?
I don't think so. I've heard of birthing calves.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't say that.
And the male horse is called...
The stallion.
What
or the gelding, if he's gelded.
What if he's used specifically for breeding? He's the...
The stud horse.
Do those words sound all right to you?
Yeah.
And the female is called the...
The mare.
And the male sheep is called the...
Ram.
What about the female?
Ewe.
And what you raise sheep for?
Wool.
And the animals that you get pork from?
Pigs or hogs. A hog, probably. I would say pigs, just generically about all of those animals. But if it's for meat, it would be a hog. You wouldn't raise a pig for meat because they're babies, really.
What about when they're about half grown? You call them?
I was trying to think about that not long ago, and I don't remember the context. I couldn't remember what a shote is, and it seems to me a shote is a partly grown piglet, but it might also be a gelded pig.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's a boar if it's a male, it's a sow if it's a female. And I don't know if a shote is just a small one or a gelded one.
Do you ever hear another name for a gelded one?
I might have. If you tell me, I don't think of one offhand.
Do you ever hear a barra or
barra? Yeah, I've heard of a barra.
Do